My name is Myron Flippin, and I am the music director for the Ozarks Philharmonic Youth Orchestras.
By day, Myron Flippin's a freelance professional conductor, orchestral vocal soloist, and master class teacher. He has advanced degrees in cello and voice and a doctorate in orchestral conducting. He's performed and conducted in Europe before settling in the Ozarks. He was co-principal cellist with the North Arkansas Symphony. In May 2006, he was appointed conductor of the Ozarks Chorale, a community choir based in Northwest Arkansas. He served as music director of the North Arkansas Symphony Youth Orchestras until 2008. His last big guest appearance was as guest conductor of the New England Symphonic Ensemble in a performance of Mozart's Coronation Mass in C, Opus 317, with a 155-voice choir and four world-class soloists at Carnegie Hall in New York City. He's a passionate mentor for classical musicians from all backgrounds and ages, and especially enjoys working with young people.
The Ozarks Philharmonic Youth Orchestras began after the demise of the North Arkansas Symphony. We were a part of the North Arkansas Symphony as a youth orchestra, and some parents were concerned that because they had canceled the next season for the symphony, that we would not have a season. So they formed their own 501c3 organization. And after my contract had expired, they asked me to be their music director. So that was July of 08. So this is our third season. And I had been with the North Arkansas Symphony Youth Orchestra since 2000. So I've been doing this for 11 years now. Well, to see kids grow and, you know, they come in scared, they're not sure they can play in a symphony orchestra or something because not too many school programs have symphony orchestras. We have private school students, we have homeschool students, and so a lot of them, it's a totally new experience, and to watch them come in and grow and mature as players and as people from, you know, when I first started in 2000, I had some 6 and 7 year olds who are now in college playing, and I've seen them come through the program and advance, and it's very satisfying. Yes, membership is by audition. We usually have auditions in August for the next year. But we take anyone. I just did an audition a few moments ago. That's probably why you couldn't find me. Of someone who's expressed an interest and had heard about one of her friends was playing, and so she came and joined us. So I just auditioned her, and we have a new player today. But yes, you may audition any time, but we generally try to do it either both in May and in August. But our main auditions are in August. We are a 501c3 organization, so we do charge a tuition fee of $150 per semester, which is about half to a third of what a Metropolitan Youth Orchestra charges. Kansas City has $700 or $800 for a year, and you know, so we try to keep it small town, but yet because of our metropolitan area with 450,000 people, we are a city in a metropolitan area where we can have a youth orchestra. And that is our goal, is to build a youth orchestra program equal to St. Louis, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Dallas, whatever. But we get donations from people of the community. We can apply for grants through the NEA and that sort of thing. We were not eligible for those for the first 3 years because you have to be in existence with your present name for 3 years before you can apply for an NEA grant. But this year we will be eligible for that. We have fundraisers. In the past, we've sold candy, poinsettias. We have a silent auction coming up at our next concert. So anything we can do to raise money to buy music and keep things going. We have four ensembles, three string groups, basically beginning, intermediate, and advanced, and then we have one full complete symphony orchestra.
Students come from 17 public schools, as well as home and charter schools, traveling down from Missouri and across Northwest Arkansas. Classes meet weekly in the music lab at Burns Hall, courtesy Northwest Arkansas Community College, and they perform publicly several times a year.
Mostly two performances, one in December and one in May. But it broadens their horizon. What the schools do is magnificent. They teach them how to play in an orchestra. But this just takes it to the next step up from that, which they may not be able to do because of time constraints or budget restraints, whereas the advanced student gets an opportunity to come and play with us and excel in their own way.
Myron allows students to first freely play a movement without any specific direction so he can assess issues. Under his baton, the musicians refine tempo, key, and harmony. After about 45 minutes of direction, Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, the second movement, sounds like this. Looking around the room, the 40 or so students reflect all kinds of backgrounds, ages, and interests. Yet everyone's utterly serious about performing in this symphony. Not only do most travel long distances to attend the weekly two-hour practice, they must also practice at home. During a 10-minute break, everyone grabs a drink and a snack.
I'm Indigo Fisher. I'm 13, and I'm in 8th grade, and I play the flute for the youth symphony. And I think this is a great learning experience, and I've learned a whole bunch on how to learn and how to play with a big group of instruments.
Are you making fast progress, slow progress?
I am making a lot of fast progress, and I'm practicing on my own, and it's really blending in well with the orchestra as we get together on the practices. So.
My name is Mary Bartell. I'm 14. I play the viola. I'm a freshman in high school. And playing in the orchestra is really amazing. It's really fun, and it's a great time, you know, playing together with other people and getting to play exciting music that just, it's amazing.
I'm Jamie Porsche, and I'm 17, a senior in high school, and I play the flute. And for me, being in the symphony has really, I've been in this symphony since 10th grade. So yeah, I've matured so much as a player. And it's been, for a flautist, or any woodwind really, it's almost like being a soloist, because you're usually, there's one or two instruments on your part. So it's helped me develop lots of courage and musicality, and it's been a great experience.
Even before Myron ends the break, most of the students have returned to their seats to practice. They next perform the finale of Beethoven's Egmont Overture. Home to bed, these amazing and very dedicated musicians will also tackle symphonic dances from Fiddler on the Roof and some Shostakovich. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.